This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli vows to curb digital crimes and hate politics. Deputy Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh emphasizes the need for collective effort to improve the quality of education. And U.S. cuts foreign aid by 92%, redirecting $54 billion U.S. under policy review. Now the news in details. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has pledged to control actions that undermine social norms, spread hate politics, and create distrust within communities. Speaking at the inauguration of an international conference on digital crime organized by the Attorney General's office today, Prime Minister Oli emphasized using digital technology for human prosperity while curbing its misuse through legal measures. Prime Minister Oli clarified that the government would not restrict social media rights but stressed the need to review and amend the constitution. Emphasizing the global nature of digital crime, Prime Minister Oli called for international cooperation, noting that technology aided both crime prevention and investigation. Prime Minister Oli underscored the government's commitment to good governance, prosperity and full democracy, ensuring basic rights for all without allowing their misuse. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development, Prakash Man Singh, has emphasized the need for collective efforts to improve the quality of education. Speaking at the 29th International Conference of the Nepal English Language Teachers Association, NELTA, in Lalitpur, Minister Singh said curriculum development, teacher training, and policy updates are essential for progress. Likewise, Minister Singh noted that while education in Nepal has improved, ensuring quality education within the country is a positive development. Moreover, Minister Singh urged the association to contribute to policy reforms related to English education. Minister Singh stressed the importance of collaboration with the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology to enhance curricula, learning materials and teaching methods. Furthermore, Minister Singh also acknowledged the association's role in promoting English language education in Nepal and encouraged further efforts, particularly in rural areas. The three-day conference in Lalitpur will focus on improving English language education. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Nawal Kishore Sarsuti, has stated that the government is ready to implement the recommendations of the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW Committee, to eliminate all forms of discrimination against women. Speaking at a discussion on the conclusion of the 19th session of the Convention on Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, Minister Suti said the ministry is aware of gender equality challenges. Minister Suti emphasized that there has been legal and policy progress, but effective implementation remains a priority, so the government is committed to targeted programs and collaboration with civil society to promote gender equality. Likewise, Minister Suti stressed Nepal's commitment to ending violence against women and strengthening legal frameworks for it. Chairperson of National Women Commission, Kamala Parachuli, stressed the need for practical implementation of policies for marginalized groups. Other speakers urged the government to prioritize the concerns of women, indigenous communities, and marginalized groups under the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. The Ministry of Health and Population has requested that no advertisements or promotions of tobacco products be made during various fairs and festivals. Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Budatoki highlighted concern about the involvement of tobacco manufacturers in such event. Therefore, the Health Ministry urged event organizers not to include sponsors from the tobacco industry. Spokesperson Dr. Budatoki stated that according to the Act related to tobacco product control, advertising tobacco products through any medium is prohibited and violators of this Act will face legal action. Health Ministry emphasized the harmful effects of tobacco on health and urged public reporting of violation via the health helpline and messaging services. President Ram Chandra Podal has inaugurated the 2152nd Gyalpo Losar Festival, marking the new year of the Sherpa community. At the President's official residence in Sital Niwas today, President Podal cut femar, a traditional dish of Sherpa community. President Podal emphasized how such festivals strengthen national unity, foster harmony among Nepalese diverse communities and culture. The 43rd Magar National Unity Day is being celebrated today across Nepal with various programs. Cultural processions and demonstrations are taking place in Nawalpara Sibardaghat, Susta East, where the Magar population is significant. The Nepal Magar Association, along with district and local committees, is organizing events nationwide and abroad. Association member Indrafal Magar said the celebrations aim to preserve folk tradition like Jhaure and Kaura. The day observed annually marks efforts to protect the Magar community's rights and heritage. A fire broke out at a hotel near Rara Lake last night, destroying four wooden buildings. The blaze started in the hotel's kitchen and spread after a gas cylinder exploded. Nepal Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force contained the fire by morning. A 15-member police team led by Sub-Inspector Deepak Kesi arrived from Gamgadhi. Guests were safely evacuated to nearby hotels, army barracks and park offices. Authorities are assessing the full extent of the damage. The Road Division Office Bhaktapur has terminated the contract for the under-construction Dhulikhel-Khawa road section along the Erniko Highway. In a public notice issued today, the office announced that the contract for the 4-kilometer road, which is under expansion, has been cancelled. A meeting held on Tuesday led to the decision to terminate the contract. The construction was not completed even after 11 months past the deadline due to delays by the contractor. Mary Stopes International Nepal and the Rotary Club of Kathmandu has organized a cervical cancer screening camp at Gahana Pokhari, Kathmandu. Sunaulo Parivar Nepal, an implementing partner of MSI, provided visual inspection with acetic acid, VIA, test and gynecological checkups. The Rotary Club of Kathmandu sponsored the screening, while Tilganga Institute of Ophthalmology and Green City Hospital provided eye, kidney and basic health checkups. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Bordhan inaugurated the event. Mary Stopes Center Putali Sadak led the visual inspection with acetic acid screening, testing 90 women. Six tested positive and were referred for further care. The camp promoted early detection, prevention and community-based health initiatives to improve women's health. Now on to some international news updates. The U.S. has reduced foreign aid budget by 92%, cutting $54 billion from overseas development programs. The State Department announced that after taking office on 20 January, U.S. President Donald Trump ordered a 90-day freeze on all foreign aid for review. According to Al Jazeera, the review focused on eliminating multi-year contracts that did not align with the America First agenda. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, identified 5,800 awards for elimination, totaling $54 billion. The review also examined 9,100 foreign aid grants worth $15.9 billion. Of these, 4,100 grants valued at $4.4 billion were cut, a 28% reduction. Essential programs, including food aid, medical treatments for HIV and malaria, and support for Haiti, Cuba, Venezuela, and Lebanon, were not affected. The State Department said the cuts would improve efficiency and align aid spending with U.S. priorities. Hamas has handed over four bodies of Israeli hostages from Gaza in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. According to the BBC, Israel is verifying DNA samples to confirm the identities of the remains. Israel released over 600 Palestinian prisoners early Thursday. Many were welcomed by crowds in the West Bank and Gaza. This marks the final exchange under the current ceasefire deal set to end Saturday. Israeli media reported that the bodies were sent to a forensic lab in Tel Aviv. Hamas conducted the handover privately following Israel's demand. Among those released are over 400 Gazans detained during the war and 50 prisoners serving life sentences. Buses transported prisoners from Ofer and Keziot prisons to checkpoints where families and supporters awaited their arrival. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington on Friday to sign an agreement on sharing Ukraine's mineral resources. According to the BBC, President Zelensky called the deal preliminary and said he seeks further agreements, including U.S. security guarantees. President Trump ruled out security guarantees, saying Europe should take responsibility. Moreover, President Trump also dismissed Ukraine's NATO membership ambitions, saying American workers extracting minerals would provide security. President Trump suggested a ceasefire deal was closed, but emphasized negotiations with Russia. Likewise, President Zelensky insisted security guarantees were necessary for a ceasefire. President Trump proposed European peacekeeping troops in Ukraine, but Russia opposed it. European representatives were not included in initial U.S.-Russia talks. However, European Union official Kaja Kallas said Europe must be involved in any peace deal. South Korea's intelligence agency said North Korea has sent more troops to Russia after suffering heavy losses in Ukraine. According to Agence France-Presse, the National Intelligence Service, NIS, is working to confirm the exact number. North Korean troops were redeployed in Russia's Kursk region in early February after a brief withdrawal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on 7th of February that North Koreans were fighting alongside Russia forces there. Last fall, North Korea sent 10,000 to 12,000 troops to Russia. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli vows to curb digital crimes and hate politics. Deputy Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh emphasizes the need for collective effort to improve the quality of education. And U.S. cuts foreign aid by 92%, redirecting $54 billion under policy review. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website, www.radionepalonline.com, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.